Okay, welcome to the Chess Boxing Podcast with me, the GBF. This week we've got some very, very interesting guests all the way from Finland. We've got Lars Bjorknas. Say hello, Lars.
Hey. Hello. Hey, Gavin.
Hi, Lars. And we've got Tero Rekroff.
Hello, I'm here.
All the way from Finland on Skype, so apologies for the call quality. We met these guys last, I think, at the 2nd of April event, when, of course, Lazarus was fighting. I suppose we should start there, really. How did you find that, Lars? How did you get on? What was it like fighting in London?
I did enjoy the event. I thought the event was fantastic. Less than happy about the result, of course, but regardless, I'm happy that I came.
And Tero, what did you think of the event?
It was fantastic. I think I really, really loved the venue because the old one, it had this good atmosphere as well, but it was a bit smaller. So this one was really you could feel it. It was a very traditional and boxing venue that had seen a lot before the event. And the atmosphere and the audience was just fantastic. So I really enjoyed it and will certainly join soon again.
Great. So the last event you went to, would that have been in the Scala, was it?
We were actually... La Scala, we were with Niklas Sandler, who's another founding member of the Finnish Chess Boxing Club. We were there, I think that was in October 2014, last time. And then, that was La Scala, yes.
And so you mentioned the Finnish Chess Boxing Club. How long have you guys been running?
Well, Lars, you take that. You are the chairman.
Thanks, Tero. We had our first training in January 2015, so we're closing into a year and a half now.
Okay, and I'm sure there's going to be some per capita calculations done, but how many members have you got so far? Bear in mind, I think the population of Finland is about 5.5 million.
That's correct. Before going into the ratio, we're currently 14 active members. Been a very good attrition rate, and I think very few nations can compete with that.
I would say at 14, you have got the per capita stakes on that one.
I just made the math. We have 2.8 members per million people. That must be the world record.
I think it is. I'll have to do some fact checking, but I think certainly with the UK, I think we've got 64 million or something. So you'd be well ahead of us, I think. Lars, you're the chairman of the Finnish Chess Boxing Association. What are your plans looking forward? You've now got, 40 members is quite a strong membership. What do you see in the future?
Well, I think that's a good question, and we are going to have a meeting now in May to discuss all of our members' ambition levels. I guess personally, get kind of more grind to it. Personally, I'd also hope to cast that event in Helsinki, where you'd be very much welcome to join. I don't know. Apart from that, I guess even go potentially into youth training at some stage. I mean, in short, I'm just very happy about the activeness of our members and the good spirits we have in our Sunday trainings.
Okay, and you've so Lars, you've had four fights, is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Under Lazarus, where have you fought? Because I've seen you fight once in London, but you must have fought all over Europe. I would have thought.
I've been twice in Berlin, once in Milan, and then once in London now in April.
Okay, and Tero, have you got any fights under your belt?
Not real official ones. I've had two kind of like rehearsal fights so that they were recorded, but they were shorter. One was actually boxing, three rounds, and the other one was chess boxing, five rounds. But nothing really comparable to a big fight where there are hundreds of people. But it, as you're aware, there has been a bit of talk that I might face the Kingslayer in London sometime this year.
So one question I've got to ask you both is, who is better at chess?
Can I answer? I'd say Tero is probably better than me in speed chess. That's my honest answer. I think in a long game we're broadly equal. What do you, Tero, think based on our record?
I think that's correct. I tend to be pretty good in speed chess, but I then tend to lose on a slow and long games. I think that's correct. And unfortunately, that's not the case only against Lars. I also tend to lose in the long games against other members of our club.
Oh, but it's good. It's good in the ring, though. You mean you've got to be good at blitz chess to chess box. So perhaps you've got the right angle on that one, Tero. I don't know.
Yeah, possible. But I also learned that probably in order to improve my speed chess further, I'll need to become better in a slow and long games, and really get some strategies into my spine in order to improve, because I'm stuck in my level in the speed chess at the moment.
And so have you got a history of chess? Did you learn chess a long time before chess boxing came along, or how did that happen?
You're asking me? I played chess just as a hobby from age 8 or something, but never really on a higher professional level. I think, Lars, I think you have more experience in chess than I do. Or do you? Am I wrong?
Well, potentially in many years, yes. But I guess my problem has more been that I played with the same person, so it's been a bit of a predictability in those games. But in terms of many years, I guess I put some time on a chessboard, yes.
Okay. Who was the person you played? Was it your sister or somebody else?
No, it was a colleague. I'm not going to name him. He's going to get angry at me. But
well, Lars, if you ever want a game, I'll be happy to take you on, mate.
Thanks. I think that's a challenge accepted.
Okay, good. So I think generally speaking, you have to have be quite confident, I think, and have quite a broad outlook to take up chess boxing. So I'd be interested to know, well, Lars first, you know, how it came about. How did you step into it, or did you stumble into the sport, or, you know, when was the first time you made aware of it?
I think I was first made aware of it, say, in 2012 or so through a news article, but then kind of more concretely, I got aware of it through, I actually think it was Tero who gave the first idea, who put it up together with Niklas, another friend, that said, we've seen this thing and we've decided let's do a club out of it. And then they knew that I've also been interested in both sports, and I immediately jumped on it. I think Tero, is that correct? I think that's the way it opened up a good year ago or so.
Yes, I've been doing fitness boxing for like 10 years, and then occasional sparring. And then also I read an article about chess boxing in 2012 or 11, I think. Then we, with Niklas, this another founding member of ours here, we went to the same boxing club, training and sparring. And then I think it's just one night after training, we went to a pub and talked about what to do with our lives. You know, we are middle-aged men with no mission, and then we just came up with an idea to found a chess boxing club. And then Niklas knew Lars and knew that he was interested in both chess and boxing. And then we took in a couple of other people, Jan, who is a common friend of all of ours. And then the other Tero, who actually I met it was a company trip of the employer of my wife, where just suddenly she came to me said to me that there's in another table there was somebody talking about chess boxing. And then I walked there and said, "Hey, you're talking about chess boxing. We're just about to found a club," and so he joined. So, that's the story.
So Terry, you're telling me you're a middle-aged man, a rebel without a cause, and you've decided to dedicate your life to chess boxing. That's what it sounds like to me. You're fully committed.
Well, the first part, probably very true. Well, dedicating the whole life to chess boxing, I think that's stretching it a little bit too far. Honestly, Klaus.
I mean, I think if you'd want to add a hint of absurdity to that story, the way I heard it was that Tero and Tero met in something which is called a palio, which is kind of an outdoor, really mini-sized swimming pool, which is with heated water. So I mean, if you put this in British terms, Tero and Tero met in a bathtub and started talking about chess boxing.
Oh, good.
That's not entirely correct. I mean, that kind of palio did exist in the venue where we met, but we started talking about chess boxing while we were eating with our clothes on.
Tara, there's no shame in bathing with another man.
Absolutely not. I mean, this is Finland after all, but that's just not factually correct in this case.
Okay, fair enough. And a question we ask most of our guests is, what's your favourite chocolate bar?
Chocolate bar.
Yeah, but you maybe
I
have
like.
different chocolate bars in Finland, I don't know.
I like Snickers.
Okay, and it's got the same name in Finland, obviously.
Yeah, that's the name I know it by, so.
Okay, and Taro, what about yourself?
I'd probably go for Daim.
Dime bar. Crunchy on the inside, chewy on the outside. Is that the one? I can't
Yeah,
remember.
that's the one.
Okay.
Although I have to say I have not eaten one for probably a couple of years, but yeah, that's my favorite.
We usually challenge Tim to eat something. I don't know. Have you been listening to the podcast at all?
A couple of them, yes.
Okay. Well, in one or two of the episodes, he kind of like provides a service whereby if there's some food or something you're not sure is edible, he'll try it out. And if he makes it back from hospital for the next week, he'll explain you how it went. So I don't know if you've got any Finnish food.
I had three ideas, but I think Tero can choose out of them: mämmi, kalakukko, or musta makkara.
Yeah, I was thinking the first two as well. Musta makkara is very much to a certain city, so we can probably skip that. But I would go for Mammy. That's I think Tim will appreciate Mammy.
So it's mammy.
Agreed.
Can you describe mammy?
Well, it's a dessert you eat around Easter time, which is it's a brownish substance,
What's
and
the texture like?
It's almost
little.
black, actually. It's I was just actually looking, watching a Wikipedia. It's made of rye, powdered malted rye, and what is dark molasses. I don't recognize the word in English. Molasses.
We have the same word, molasses.
Okay, yeah, salt, and then some other substances. So, but it's black, and how would I say? It looks like something you might see lying on a pavement
Right.
after a dog has visited. I'll send you the link, and I'm sure we can somehow arrange a portion or two to Tim, and he will appreciate it. Sometimes you eat it with cream and sugar.
Okay, I think that sounds great. We'll get Tim some mammy, definitely.
Yes. I think we can even have the Finnish embassy deliver it for you. So I'm sure we can find a place in London that has it.
You can get the Finnish embassy to deliver it, do you think? That would be incredible.
Yeah, I think that would be quite good.
Yes.
I don't know the current ambassador. I knew the previous one, but perhaps you, Lars, you have better connections than I do.
I'm sure for an adventure like this, we can probably make it happen.
Yeah, I think they're always into spreading the Finnish culture into the world, and I think sending a portion of mammy to a chess boxer certainly will tick the box.
Okay, that sounds great, guys. Well, thanks a lot for coming on, Thanks for coming to the last event as well. And special thanks to Lazarus for fighting. Put on a great show, by the way. So that's it from me, the Groovy Body Farmer. That's it from Tero.
Thank you. It's been great to be there with you, Gavin.
No problem. And thanks a lot, Lars, for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Gavin. Thanks for having us.
And don't forget, we've got another event coming up on the 18th of June, and I look forward to seeing you there. Thanks very much. Bye.